Not all guarantees are created equal. That's what makes the Total Trust Guarantee from Speedy Oil Change and Auto Service so special. It gives you 20/20 vision into the work we do. And now, you can get $10 off any 17-point oil change. Go to speedyoil.com/save for details. Speedy Oil Change and Auto Service, where you're in and out and back on the road with full service and total trust. Most vehicles discount off regular price. See store for details. See website for details on the Total Trust Guarantee.
Welcome back, TKB on a Tuesday. Larry Kruger, Rod Brooks, Tom Tolbert. Rod getting a little vacation, but he'll be back with us later this week. And with us on the UMA guest line to talk about Thursday night's NBA draft is our good friend Fran Fraschilla. Excellent coach in his day. Now, I think, one of the best basketball analysts you're going to find, college or pro, in the country. And he's with us to talk about the draft. Hey, Fran, how are you?
Larry, outstanding. You tracked me down. I'm in Connecticut. On the Vampire Watch, calling the overnight games from Tokyo. So, my next game is at 4:20 tomorrow morning.
Well, before we talk draft, why don't you give us your quick thought on the NBA? You know, or the Team USA, and obviously they've been criticized heavily, but I think they could finish strong. That's my guess.
Yeah, well, they're still the favorite. Now it's precarious because it would have been regardless because. As you guys may know, once you get to the quarterfinals, it's going to be, you know, one and out. And there's four teams that can win it in my mind. It's USA, France, Spain, and Australia. And then you have to throw the wild card in there with Slovenia and Luka, because with him, anything's possible. But the best way to put it is Nikola Jokic, who would give his left arm to play for Serbia, just got done playing 109 regular season games in 10 months. Because of the craziness of the two NBA seasons, almost in one. And so any of these guys that's raised their hand, Larry, I give them a lot of credit. The chemistry and cohesiveness is not going to be good. We're going to have to win on talent. And we're playing against teams with less talent but just more chemistry. France, Australia, Spain, they've been together in many cases a decade. That's the advantage they've got. And what we've got to do in the next, two games in pool play is to find some cohesiveness and use that talent. But I just wish people would understand, and Greg Popovich would understand, you're playing FIBA rules. So isolation basketball versus five guys in the lane is just not going to work.
Yeah, it's interesting, Fran, because the one thing that sticks out to me is there's way too much talent on the USA team to be scoring in the 70s. I mean, that just shouldn't be the case. So they got to find out, and I think it's tough because guys are having different roles than they're used to having. And I think with the Spurs offense, it's a beautiful offense, but it's run by guys who maybe aren't the star ball-dominant type guys. With these guys, I don't know if they're into, you know, cutting hard and back-picking and doing all that because they're not used to doing it. But more than anything, I think the defensive pressure really needs to be ratcheted up, and they just need to get out and go. They need to use their athleticism as much as possible. And I don't think they've done a great job of that thus far.
Well, they did not do that in Vegas, Tommy, and they certainly didn't do it against France. And you know this, Tom, in the NBA right now, everybody's switching like, you know, willy-nilly. And I get it, you know, positionless players, but you have to account for switching against Rudy Gobert or Marc Gasol. Like, I can't tell you how many times on Sunday Damon Lillard and Zach LaVine, because they free switch at all five spots, are trying to guard Gobert inside. And that's where I think, you know, Coach Pop has got to figure it out, man, because, you know, these guys, I have no doubt that if you ask them to get out and pressure a little more, get out and run, they will do it. And now that we've got a full team, we can run guys in and out. We don't have to rely on KD and Dame Jack and shots, but we're hopefully learning on the fly. The key now is to get to the quarterfinals and realize that they only got five games left, and they can win all five, obviously.
Fran, we pretty much know Thursday night in whatever order it's going down, the top five, right? It's Cade Cunningham, Jalen Green, Evan Mobley, Jalen Suggs, probably Scotty Barnes. But then right around six, when OKC and the Warriors at seven, it starts to get a little bit more murky. The Warriors could be looking at Book Knight from Connecticut. I know you've talked about him quite a bit. Jonathan Kuminga, who's in the G League. Yep. Franz Wagner. A lot of talk about this kid from Australia, Gadee. Moses Moody. Some people talking Davion Mitchell. He's very polished. What do you think? What crystallize what you think Bob Myers' decision is at seven, and who you like there?
Well, I think first of all, I know Woj reported that he doesn't think they're going to get a deal done anywhere. So it looks like they're going to have to make the picks. But I would be on the phone until we exhausted every opportunity to try to add one more star. I know Bradley Beal's in the crosshairs, and maybe that can't happen right now. But if they have to draft people, then ideally it's young guys that can really help right away. As you guys know better than me, the Warriors are kind of caught between having three superstars in the twilight of their career and trying to look at the future. And I think most people, including the Warriors themselves, would rather, you know, play for the present because of what's at stake with the big three. So if you're looking at guys that could fit in right away, you know, there isn't really anybody. And I mean that sincerely, because we're talking about 19-year-old kids, just like Wiseman last year. So I love Kuminga, and I love James Bouknight, but I love the big kid from Turkey and Josh Giddey from Australia. The problem is they're going to take – if they have to make picks at 7 and 14, the likelihood is they're going to take guys that are going to be very good 2 or 3 years from now, but nobody that I think can make a huge impact right away.
I'm wondering, Fran, with Detroit saying they're not – they haven't made up their mind yet, which I don't believe anybody this time of year, although right. I don't know, you know, maybe they're just hoping to get an offer that completely blows them away. But you've seen these guys. I haven't seen a lot of them. I've seen Cade, and he's really impressive. Is he, in your mind, is it an easy no-brainer choice, or are there other guys there that you could say, look, I might take him number one, but this guy'd give me a little bit of pause.
Yeah, I think, Tom, you're right about Cade. He has the least bust potential of any of the top five. Mm-hmm. You kind of know that at worst he's going to be a very good NBA player. Superstar, I'm not sure, but I saw that young man a lot this year. He's a Dallas kid where I make my home. Saw him in high school, and I had the skepticism. Like, I didn't come into this year saying, he's the best player in the country. I wanted to see for myself. He's not the best athlete in this draft.
Yeah.
I think overall he's the best basketball player. His feel for the game is off the charts. I hasten to say this, but I think you'll get it. He was to the Big 12 what Luka Doncic was to the EuroLeague. Now, EuroLeague, a whole other level, we know that. But this kid at 6'7", 220, has the instincts for the game, the powerful build, and the feel and the passing and the shooting that Luka has. I don't think he's generational like Luka will be. But I do think that I would not mess around if I were Detroit and not take him, unless, to your point, you just have to keep fishing out there just in case somebody gives you an offer that's just impossible to refuse. If that's the case, I think either Jalen Green or Mobley, and even Jalen Suggs for some reason is being devalued right now, I think any one of those three guys are going to be very good NBA players also.
Fran, nobody knows the globe of the game, you know, the global player better than you, in my opinion. Alperen Sengun, my goodness, yeah. If you watch this guy, he's got like I don't want to call him Kevin McHale, but he's got every one of those drop steps, and he's got like an old-school 80s back-to-the-basket game, and he's pretty, like, incredible, natural with it, and then he crashes the offensive glass with just reckless abandon. He might be staring the Warriors down at seven. What do you think of Sengun, and what do you think of the point guard from Australia? Because it seems like those guys are a little bit of wild cards. That kid Sengun won the MVP at 18 in a pro league.
Yeah, exactly. I think that's the thing you just hit on the head. You know, in a league that's fashioned itself recently as positionless, you know, every now and then, and maybe it's watching DeAndre Ayton. It's probably the way, you know, for someone like me who's been around for 40 years, sees the game, it always cycles back. It's small, you know. Small ball was not invented in the last 10 years, you know. It's been a part of basketball forever. It's the way we coached at the mid-major level, because we couldn't get those guys that Arizona got, you know, those 6'9" monsters like Tommy Tolbert.
Easy.
So we had to get the 6'5" guy and make Tom Tolbert guard away from the basket, you know. But no, like in Şengün, he's old school. And you made a great point, Larry. I went and counted it up. 30 former NBA players in the Turkish League this year. Now, we're not talking superstars, but, you know, guys like Shane Larkin were first-round picks, et cetera. And at 18, this kid was the MVP. My best comp for him would be Nick Vucevic of the Bulls. And you can scoff, you know, some fans will scoff, but he's been a two-time All-Star. And he's got an old-school game, and he's learned how to shoot the three. And I think Şengün is kind of that kind of player. So I do think he's a wild card for, you know, teams picking 7, 8, 9 because he wasn't studied a lot this season, mainly because of the pandemic. And in Giddy, you're talking about a 6'8" point guard. You know, you really are. He's not a super athlete, but he's a good enough athlete. But he at 6'8", he can see over you. He can throw cross-court passes. He looks up the court well. Has a great feel in pick and roll, and another guy that I think is a nice, again, long-term potential because he hasn't turned 19 yet. So you guys know you're not winning with 19-year-olds in that league.
Yeah. Well, here's the difference, Fran, between small ball now and small ball then. You can play small ball now and not get punished. When I played small ball for Nelly, I had to get my ass kicked by Ewing and Elijah Wan and Barkley and Robinson and Malone. And it was like, hey, I'll give it a shot, coach. But you know what's going to happen here. We all knew what was going to happen. Hey, tell me about Suggs, because I look at Suggs a little like I look at Cunningham. He's a better athlete. He's not a super elite athlete. His shot is a little bit wonky. But he just has a great feel for the game and is a real competitor. And I think a leader, too. What I saw of him this year at Gonzaga, he just looks like a leader. And when you're a freshman coming in on a team like that, number one team in the country, and you can be a leader, that tells me something about this young man.
Yeah. You know, Larry, you work with Tom every day. I don't know if it's good that we agree on this. You know, we're agreeing on a lot of stuff here. I love the kid. I don't see many warts. You know, you're right about the shot, but it's certainly not broken. Ultra competitive. Mark, my good friend Mark Few said he's the most competitive kid he's coached at Gonzaga. He's 6'4", great passer, a terrific defender, and born leader. So I love him. I do. I think that he could easily, you know, go, you know, that probably Cade's always going to be one. Wouldn't shock me if Houston said out of nowhere, because it doesn't look like it now, according to mock drafts. But I think Jalen Suggs got a chance to be a star. You probably played against this guy, Tom, but I see Jalen Suggs as a mid to late career Chauncey Billups. You know, Chauncey was kind of not a one, not a two, figured it out, great leader, big, strong, could shoot, could play on or off the ball, defend. And there's something about this kid that I think is going to mean – I just think he can be an all-star. I just think he's got too many things going for him to fail.
Fran, you know, the NBA is, you know, the swing man is like everybody wants one. I mean, they're in vogue for sure. But there's three in this after the lottery that are all intriguing to me. And it's like, what do you value? You got Duarte, who's like ready to play now for Oregon, who looks like a two-way player, and he's pretty exciting. Then there's Zaire Williams, if you believe that, you know, no, the highest ranking of these guys matters. I mean, he was very highly rated, and he still has a lot of potential at 6'8". Didn't have a very good year at Stanford. But then there's Trey Murphy from Virginia, and I love Trey Murphy as far as a guy who can shoot 94% from the line and 45% from three and is 6'9 and can slip back door and finish at the rim. I mean, he's intriguing, and I know he's a fast climber. Tell me about those three guys.
Well, let's go with Trey Murphy. Trey Murphy is one of the best shooters in this draft. He's in that mix with, you know, Corey Kispert and a couple others. And that's an NBA skill. That will be his calling card. You know, it'll be like Cam Johnson down in Phoenix. And there are some similarities. Cam's a little bit better off the bounce. Trey, great standstill shooter. So that's the first guy. Duarte, huge fan. 24 years old, that's the only knock. Very mature, toughness. Hate to compare. I like comparing. Okay, I'm one of those guys that says he plays like so-and-so. He's like a young Klay Thompson. Now, he's in fact, he plays like him. He can shoot the three. He can put it on the deck and get to the mid-range. He's a very good defender. He's got toughness and competitiveness. Humble but self-assured. Really like him. I think he's probably as ready as anybody in this draft, honestly, that you could have stuck him into the playoff games that we watched in the last month, and he would not have been out of place. And then Zaire Williams is interesting because I didn't even love him in high school when he was with USA Basketball. You love his length and athleticism. He's very skinny. Obviously, he had a very tough year. And at 20 years old, now he's obviously going to mature, but, you know, there's something about him that I just can't get excited about. It's probably the fact that he's so skinny he could slip through a wet straw and come out dry. And I don't know if that – I'm not sure that's the best way to start your NBA career. I think he's more of a project than the other two, but certainly somebody in the first round is definitely going to grab him long term.
Well, Fran, we always appreciate wrapping with you, and your knowledge on this stuff's great. And, of course, ESPN College Basketball Analyst, people, you know, have been following you for years on ESPN and former head coach of Manhattan and St. John's and New Mexico. And he's a great follow on Twitter, at Fran Fraschilla. Hey, Fran, thanks for answering our text. Thanks for coming on the show. And Warrior fans appreciate it. Tommy and I appreciate it. And we'll talk to you down the road.
Happy to do it, Larry. Great catching up with you guys.
Thanks, Fran.
Not all guarantees are created equal. That's what makes the Total Trust Guarantee from Speedy Oil Change and Auto Service so special. It gives you 20/20 vision into the work we do. And now, you can get $10 off any 17-point oil change. Go to speedyoil.com/save for details. Speedy Oil Change and Auto Service, where you're in and out and back on the road with full service and total trust. Most vehicles discount off regular price. See store for details. See website for details on the Total Trust Guarantee.